me, all my thoughts are good or bad, you know, mix up. I work with all of them. And if I'm a healthy, good fellow, even the demon in me will work for the goodness for this mosque. Because at the end of the day, the demon in me is not the boss. Who is the boss? Me, not this. Because when this is the boss, it's quantities. Then there is secondary boss, the boss. No, here we talk about one stuff. And what is that? It's your heart. So the main thing that you could count on is your heart. Because the heart is the gift that we received, and we could remain Solomon, we could remain healthy. Think about that. But it's not finished. Because this movement of this Belgrade, oh, it has so many blah, 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 to come back to it. Now, let me give you another example. This example is one short one and one extremely long paragraph, which is what? Rumi's style. In the first one, he will bring in the story. The second one is the explanation, right? Okay. Today we read the first one. The first one is what? It's the story of a poet. Okay. There is this poet that will write down a poetry appreciating somehow, complimenting the king. He will read it to the king, and the king will be happy. Give him $100. The prime minister will say, "Your honor, $100. Yes, it's too much for him, but you are the king. Let us give him $1,000 at least. He's a poor guy, let me give him $50. So you will receive $1,000. What will happen next? It's cliche. The guy will go home, and next year will write another letter, a little bit more compliments in it, and blah blah blah. That's the next paragraph. He will bring it in. Then that prime minister is dead. There is this new prime minister. Okay, new prime minister will say, $100 for one poem. The poem is cheap. The king will say, "No, this is." Say, "Don't worry, Your Honor. Let me do it. I will do it. That he will be very happy to receive $10." Okay. So, Prime Minister will tell him, "Come back tomorrow." And tomorrow. And next week. And now there is this session. So the guy is crying to even have $5. He would receive $10. This is old story. Conclusion? Nonsense. It's nonsense, isn't it? If this was the story, it was nonsense. There is a trick in this story. Let's go to the name of the players in our games. The names are very important, because in Rumi's time they pay attention to names in this story. It should carry a meaning. Here, both ministers' name is the same, and is Hassan. Hassan means beautiful, means good, means goodness. Okay? So this is why he brings this story to the end and say, those both prime ministers are good. The fifth one was this poet. Don't say why the second one didn't give him a lot. Because he's a bad guy. He doesn't deserve to have that. This is what it is. So, I will show you two prime ministers, opposite of each other, and you start to judge them. Oh, this was good. No. The differences should be there. This is what it is. Whatever you do, it could turn this way or that way. This is what this universe existence is. I'm talking about the choice. Okay? To choose? What do you need to choose? Now the animal will say choice. Yeah, put a lot on choose. What do I say? To choose, you need intelligence, information. That's what I'm talking about. You should become a real, informed, and intelligent human being, which is we. That intelligent, good human being cannot be a serial killer or an independent fellow who is living in a cave. Right? We talked about all of that. So here we start the story, the rest next time, inshallah.
Story of the poet and how the king gave him a reward, and how the vizier, whose name was Bul Hasan, made it many times greater.
Mm. You see, even in the title, he will say, he doesn't say the name of the king, but he will say the name of that vizier, and you should remember that this title has made the day after. When he is editing it, he will put these titles. When he's talking, he's just giving those. And he knows what to do. The name of the minister is the father of Hasan. The father of goodness or the father of beauty, because they are the same word almost. Yes.
A poet brought a poem before the king in hope of robes of honor and bounty and rank. The king was munificent. He ordered him 1,000 of red, gold, and bounties and largesse. Then the vizier said to him, "This is little. Bestow a gift of 10,000 that he may depart." From a poet like him, intellect, from thee, whose hand is like the ocean, the 10,000 which I mentioned is little. He argued and reasoned with the king until the tithe on the threshed grain was made up out of the unthreshed ears of corn. He gave him the 10,000 and the robes of honor suitable to him. His head became a house of thanksgiving and praise. Then he made inquiries, saying, "Whose work was this? Who declared my merit to the king?" So they told him, "Al-Din, the vizier, he whose name is Hasan and whose disposition and heart are good."
Ah, that's good. You know how it is? Let me read the version to you. Therefore, they told him that there's that kind of vizier. An Hasan Namo Hasan Khulq Zamir means what? To insist and declare that when I said Hasan, I didn't mean Joe Jack. I meant goodness. So they say, this guy whose name is Hasan and his attitude is goodness Hasan, and everything means, I'm talking about a fellow who is famous to be good. This is what the goodness is. Yes.
He wrote a long poem in praise of him and returned home. Without tongue or lip, that bounty of the king and those robes of honor bestowed by the king were praising the king.
Okay. It was very simple, right? But there are some tricks in it. First, there is a poet that brings a poem, and the king will like it, and so he'll be given thousands. The vizier will say what? Why did he say, give him more? Because you have a lot, and everything is okay. Therefore, give him 10,000. Then what? Suddenly he argued and reasoned with the king until the teeth on the... What was that? Mm-hmm. Let me translate it to you. First is fiqh. Fiqh means the religious rules. Faqih is that akhund which is expert in bringing all the religious stuff and answering all those questions. That's what fiqh is. In the time of Rumi, that represents all the religion studies. Okay? All the education about the religion. He said the fiqh to the king and philosophy. Because here is fiqh, here is philosophy. Philosophy is talking about the universe, fiqh is talking about religion. He says this prime minister, he talked about both of this side of talking to do what? There is this tricky stuff. The tricky stuff is this. When you collect everything in agriculture, you bring all the, let's say, the weeds that you planted. At the end of the day, when you collected the outcome, you should do what? Taxes. 10% of it belongs to the king. Or, when the religion comes, belongs to that akhund, faqih, right? Here, the guy will talk about fiqh and falsafe to the point that 10% of the outcome is put it aside. From that, he gave him $10,000. So he's doing some working here, and from the outcome of the taxes that they receive, he will pay it. The guy will go home and will start to understand that, who did it? I know the king doesn't know me. Who did it? And they will say, this, the guy who is the beautiful, the good one, and he is a real good guy. So he got happy, he went home, he wrote another poem, and he's appreciating the king. Okay, do you think you're ready for the rest of it? Next time, inshallah. The rest of it is interesting, really. Because the guy, first of all, Rumi will tell you that the guy came back because whatever you did and it was beneficial to you, you tend to repeat it. Because this is what the experience is all about. Then he will go and everything is different. In this difference, suddenly Rumi stops. Remember this. It has some enlightenment like this. Okay? Because Rumi will stop and will say, let me explain to you the transformation of the human being. Human being first is greedy for something to eat. Because if the human doesn't eat, he cannot work, he cannot do anything. So he will go towards earning and this and that and that and that. Okay, and there are exceptional stuff that he doesn't need the food. He is not poor anymore. But then he will start to change his greed. Now he doesn't need anything to feed because the food is guaranteed. Then he wants to have the famous name. He wants to have a position. He never gives up. Because that greed I was talking about is active. First the subject is the bread, later will be something else. You will become greedy in something else, something else, something else. And so on and so on. And he will explain that. Remember, we believe